Well, I'm delighted to welcome to the studio the great James Taylor. Good morning, James.
Good morning, Ken.
How are you today? You all right?
Hey, I'm great. Thanks.
Yeah, good to see you in here. You've struggled through the snow to get here.
Yeah, we have a little bit. Actually, you know, this is familiar this time of year, you know.
You'll be used to this sort of thing and surprised at our inability to cope, no doubt. But we're coping in our own little way.
No, it's nice out there. It really makes it feel like your Dickens Christmas.
Yeah, well, yeah. And wait till you see the BBC's fees. They are Dickens. As well. That's the way we pay now.
That's right. That's good.
Well, your album covers has been our album of the week last week. We had a huge response to that. It's great. People love it.
I was thrilled to hear that, and it means the world to me that my English listeners are have been so supportive, and that the BBC has been BBC Two has been playing it. That you guys have been playing it. Thanks so much. You know,
it's a terrific album. I was just saying to James off air that I listened to it in the car the other day.
Yeah.
I can't normally last a whole album. Being a radio person, you know, my level is low. You know, my tolerance and concentration levels are low. But I made it certainly through to the end and back again to the beginning and listened again. It's fantastic. Love the album. A lot of our listeners have been pointing out that there are some tracks on this that you can't get abroad.
Yeah, that's right. This is the European release of the album. Although, you know, it's such a global world these days that if you release something anywhere, it's available everywhere. But the U.S. version was strictly a 12-song album, and we were encouraged to and eager to put on three more of the songs from the sessions. The sessions actually comprised a full 20 songs. So we recorded in the sessions that we did with my band in the barn next to my house in the woods in Western Massachusetts. Those sessions produced 20 songs, and it just played the devil with us to try to winnow it down to 12 tunes, and being able to add another three, to be able to add "Oh What a Beautiful Morning," Tom Waits's tune "Shiver Me Timbers," and Eddie Floyd's tune "Knock on Wood" to the 12 that were out in the States. That was a great thing to be able to do. So yeah, this is more like it, more like it.
As usual, I expect with you, it's a fascinating, different take on each of these songs. But we'll hear one of those in a moment, but what are you going to start with us today?
Well, actually, I'm going to start by trying to stumble through an instrumental version of "Happy Birthday to You, Dear Ken."
Oh, God bless you.
And then I'm going to segue smoothly into Carol King's "Old Chestnut."
Oh,
you've got a friend.
Well, I'll listen to this with great interest.
Dark and full of clouds, and that old cold north wind soon begin blowing. Just keep your poor head together now. Call my name out loud and old. Pretty soon I'll be knocking on your door. You just call my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running to see you again. It's winter, spring, summer, or fall. All you gotta do is call, and I will be there, yeah, yes, I'll be there. Oh, now ain't it good to know you've got a friend when people can be so cold? They'll hurt you, yes, and desert you. They'll take your soul if you let them, but don't you let them. You just call my name, and you know wherever I am, I come running as fast as I can, like to see you again. Oh, no, don't you know about that winter, spring, summer, or fall? All you gotta do is call, and I will be there, yeah, yes, I'll be there. 'Cause you got a friend. You got a friend. Ain't it good to know that you've got a friend? You got a friend.
Beautiful, beautiful. So it's almost unreal sitting here and having James Taylor play live in the studio for me. It's quite astonishing, and particularly happy birthday. Thank you for that. That's very kind.
Ah, not
thank
at
you.
All. No, happy all right. Birthday.
I shall live off that for years.
39 years old.
I know. That's not as many years as that. We've got quite a number of questions in here for you, if you don't mind answering them, James. A lot of your fans listening out there this morning. Phil Davenport from Leeds says, tell James what great pleasure his music has given me over all these years, but could you ask him which of all his songs that he's written means the most to him? I suppose that's almost an impossible question, really.
Yeah, you know, I sort of go back and forth between, you know, between something that's new, written recently, at least by my lights recently, you know, because it's sort of new songs are always sort of exciting and fresh. A song I wrote for my wife Kim called Caroline, I See You. On the last studio album of my material, I think that's my favorite new thing, but my favorite old songs I think are still Carolina in My Mind, Sweet Baby James, a couple of those early ones that sort of put me on the map and that let me know that songwriting was something that I was qualified to try to do, you know. So,
unlike many songwriters, you're more than happy, very open-minded about, as we've discovered on this album, other songwriters' material. You know, a lot of people prefer to stick to their own stuff, right. But you're very open-minded about that thing. What does a song have to make you feel you can bring your own touch to it?
You know, it's really a matter of sort of applying it to my guitar style and sort of vocal limitations, just trying it on for size, basically in the guitar, trying it with my voice and seeing how it works out. You know, first I just have to be attracted to the song, think it resonates with me somehow, and then I sort of apply myself to it and see what comes of it. Just like that last song, You Got a Friend, you know, when I first started playing it after I heard Carole King's version of it, she and I were were performing live, and she had just written the song, was playing it every night. So I learned it from her, just like Wichita Lineman on this new album. I learned it from Jim Webb. He and I did a benefit together for Sting and Trudy Styler, and he taught me the song, taught me the changes on piano. I picked it up on guitar. After singing it a couple of times, I really sort of clicked with it. I'd always loved the song, you know, and such a classic American song that you know, when we put ourselves in our room and started recording all of these covers, we started reaching out for new tunes to cut, and that was one of the first ones we thought of. So that's really it. It's just a matter of trying it on for size and seeing how it fits.
Are there any songs that you get so far with and you think, well, no, this doesn't work? I mean, does that happen frequently, or?
Sometimes when you're trying to cover a song, you know, the original of it is so great, and really, unless you can find a really different angle from which to come at the song, you shouldn't really be messing with it, you know, because another rehash of the original arrangement is really, you know, it's already got that, you know, you're not going to improve on that. So you need to see if you can take the song someplace new.
But you certainly have achieved that with Wichita Lineman. You wouldn't think that you could listen to another version of that, but you've made it your own, absolutely. But we're not going to hear that now. One other presenter might say. We're going to ask you to sing something else. What's going to be this time?
Well, I will sing Carolina in My Mind. This is a song written in 1968, partially here in London, partially on an island in the Mediterranean off the coast of Spain near Ibiza called Formentera, a primitive little place in those days, filled with just hippies and wandering drug smugglers and various sort of characters, types from far-flung the diaspora. Anyway, I was recording my album not far from here in Soho in Trident Studios with the Beatles, interspersed with in between their sessions. I would sneak in and put down one of my sessions because I was on their label.
This is the Apple label.
Apple label, and they were making the White Album. I was making my debut album, and thanks to them and their generosity, and Peter Asher, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, in the middle of it, they decided to take a break. The studio closed down, so I took a break too and followed some friends down to Formentera. While there, I was attacked by a pangs of homesickness from my home in North Carolina, which I hadn't seen in about, I don't know, a year's time or so. And I wrote the song Carolina in My Mind. I brought it back to London. You know, it mentions the bridges with a holy host of others standing around me. That's a reference to the Beatles. And sort of being gaining admission to Mount Olympus, and being allowed to record on Apple, but I couldn't get over this longing for my home country, you know, as one does. So I'll give it a try. Here's a version of Carolina in My Mind. Yeah.
In my mind, I'm going to Carolina. Can't you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel the moonshine? Ain't it just like a friend of mine? Hit me from behind. Tell them I'm going to Carolina in my mind. Karen, she's a silver sun. Best walk her way, watch it shine. Watch her, watch the morning come. A silver tear appearing now while I'm crying. And I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. They no doubt in no one's mind that loves the finest. Whisper something soft Boston car. Hey, baby, the sky's on fire. I'm dying, he died. I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. In my mind, I'm gone to Carolina. Can't you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel the moonshine? And it is just like a friend of mine hit me from behind. I'll be gone to Carolina in my mind. Dark and silent date last night, I think we might have heard the highway calling. Geese in flight and dogs in bite. Signs and might be omens say that I'm going gone to Carolina in my mind. It's with a holy host of others standing round me, and still I'm on the dark side of the moon. And it looks like it goes on like this forever, oh. Must forgive me if I am gone to Carolina in my mind. In my mind, I'm gone to Carolina. Can you see the sunshine? I said, can't you just feel the moonshine? Just like a friend of mine to hit me from behind. Oh, I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. So I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. I'll be gone.
Brand new, freshly minted version of Carolina in My Mind. Different every time, James. Every time I've seen you sing that, it's subtly different and very different sometimes. You bring something new each time.
Well, you know, it is live performances. You're supposed to be prepared, but it's supposed to be in the moment. So it's not, you know, it's not a carbon copy of any other time.
It's as good a definition as we are likely to hear of life before. James Taylor singing live with us in the studio. James, got a lot of stuff in here for you, loads and loads. You never get hope to get through it all. Vanessa, who's in Glastonbury, says, I remember driving through Ontario in an open-top Mustang, listening to James singing You've Got a Friend with three friends in the early 70s, and I've been listening to him ever since. It's carried through the years.
Sounds pretty good, yeah.
And Isa Taylor, who is no relation, says, at this moment I'm in the jungles of Brunei in Borneo listening to James Taylor. Fabulous! Been a fan of his since I was 11 years of age.
Wow, great. Far flung.
Yeah, indeed, we have them all over the world, and then there are people who are listening in front of a roaring log fire in Stow-on-the-Wold in England. Ask James to wish Lena a happy 40th birthday, because she's a big fan.
Happy birthday to you, Lena.
Isn't that nice? And a lot of people asking, when are you going to be touring this country?
Yeah, I'm coming back. Actually, we're playing a series of gigs starting in early July. Playing in Bournemouth and Cardiff and Manchester and playing here in London.
Birmingham and London as well.
Birmingham and London, yeah. Yeah. We're going to be doing a number of appearances here in early July. We're trying something new this year. We're going to come across rather than take to back up this covers album that's coming out today is more than anything else, a band album. It's a celebration of this fantastic band with Steve Gadd and Mike Landau and Jimmy Johnson and Larry Goldings, Arnold McCuller, all of my great players that I've been working with since, you know, the 1903 or whatever it is. You know, so anyway, I'm bringing as much of this band over as I can. And we, to bring all those people to Europe, to rehearse them, to get them ready to bring all the equipment over is usually a big hump to get over. It's a big financial nut to get past. So we've made a deal with Cunard Lines to bring everybody over on the Queen Mary, and we're gonna rehearse aboard the boat, and then and pay our way with a couple of concerts at the end of the passage, and then you know. Bob's our collective uncle, and there we are at Southampton and ready to go to Bournemouth and do the first gig.
So that's the way to do it.
I think it seems like a dream come true. It'll probably be a nightmare, you know, on the open seas, but we'll...
I've been on the Queen Mary. It'll be a dream, I can tell you.
Great,
definitely.
Great.
Definitely. So, Bournemouth, Cardiff. I'll give you the dates after we've... heard James's last
name. Oh, great,
but,
man.
We've got them all here. Yeah. Yep. So, I'm afraid you have other fish to fry today, and you've got to get out in the snow, I'm afraid, and get other places. So, one more song only, I'm afraid, from you today. So,
okay.
What's it going to be?
Well, you know, as I said before, this is a band album that we've made and celebrates this fantastic band I've got. So, there's really only one song from the... one or two songs from the entire album that sound good on just a solo guitar. This is one by Leonard Cohen, an old folk song, written by him, but definitely in the folk genre. This is a song that I first heard done by Judy Collins. It was great to hear her as part of your quiz earlier.
Yeah, she was on, yeah.
Yeah, she was.
And we played The Rose by her last week, which is a great recording.
It is, it's true. And I'm hoping actually to see her tonight at these folk awards that I'm going to. But anyway, this is a Leonard Cohen tune that I've always loved called Suzanne. And I'll play a little version of it for our way out here. Suzanne takes you down to a place by the river. You can see the boats go by and you can spend the night forever. And you know that she's half crazy and that's why you want to be there. And she feeds you tea and oranges. They come all the way from China. Just when you mean to tell her that you have no love to give her, will she get you on her wavelength? And she lets the river answer that you've always been her lover. And Jesus was a sailor when he walked out on the water. Spent a long time watching from a lone wooden tower. Yes, and then he knew for certain only drowning men could see him. He said, all men will be sailors then until the sea has freed them. But he himself was broken long before the sky would open. Forsaken, almost human, he sank beneath your wisdom like a stone. And you want to travel with him, and you want to travel blind, and you think maybe you trust him, 'cause you've touched his perfect body with your mind. Suzanne takes your hand and she leads you by the water, and she's wearing rags and feathers from Salvation Army counters, and the sun comes down like honey on Our Lady of the Harbor. She shows you where to look between the garbage and the flowers. There are heroes in the seaweed,
There are children in the morning, they are leaning out for love, and they will lean that way forever while Suzanne holds the mirror. And you want to travel with her, and you want to travel blind, and you think maybe you trust her, 'cause you've touched her perfect body with your mind.
Well, it's simply the best version I've ever heard of Suzanne. And it's fantastic.
Thanks.
Wonderful, wonderful version. Thank you, James. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Ken.
And we've had loads of people saying, I mean, the words they're using, I can't improve on. Utterly sublime, brilliant, outstanding. And Karen Hill says, is there anything better than watching the snow fall and listening to James Taylor play live? Bliss. Hey. James, it's absolutely wonderful to have had you here today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ken, and happy birthday to you.
Oh, it's the best birthday present I've ever had in my life, having you play. Yeah. Thank you so much. James Taylor, and I've got the dates. It's Saturday, June the 27th, Bournemouth, June the 28th, Cardiff, Manchester on Tuesday the 30th, Birmingham NIA and July the 5th, and London O2 Arena on Monday, July the 6th. James Taylor, and the album covers is out today. Thanks, James.
Great. Thank you, Ken.
All the very best. Thank you.
You bet, man.